a few light years and generations ago, as I introduced to a very patient lights-out audience my peculiar play, Special to Hollywood.
Lights out, everybody.
Most of you have heard of the new style Hollywood premiere where airplanes full of Hollywood celebrities fly to some town for the first showing of their new picture. The stars in the movie are displayed in a furious burst of glory, and then they rush back to Hollywood again to start their next super epic. Well, tonight let's tell you about the road back from one of these premiere excursions. In this particular case, a most unusual road.
Scene, a transport airplane moving through the sky at high speed. A very pompous-looking individual stands talking to the pilot.
Now look here, pilot, can't you make this thing go faster?
Sorry, what'd you say?
Take those infernal earphones or whatever they are off your head and listen to me. I said, can't you make this thing go faster?
150 miles an hour isn't exactly walking, mister.
Now, don't get impertinent. I chartered this special plane for speed, you understand? Speed, not to just go dawdling along through air.
I'll tell him about it when he comes in.
Now, look here. Do you realize who you're talking to?
Look here, mister. I'll be the first to admit you're a big shot, when you're bucking a 50-mile wind and still making 150 miles an hour, believe me, that's pretty good.
Why, you...
Now, why don't you go back in the cabin and sit down and... enjoy yourself like a good fella.
Now, look here. You can't tell me what to do. You can't...
Mark, come here. Mark, I'm talking to you.
Coming, darling. Coming.
Well, for Pete's sake, Mark, where have you been? Do I have to spit along every time I want to talk to you?
All right, darling. All right. I'm here.
Did you tell him to hurry up?
Yes. Everything's taken care of.
Yeah, that's what you say.
NC-19 calling Glendale. NC-19 calling Glendale.
Well,
hello, Joe. How is it?
I don't know why I went on this trip anyway.
Yeah?
Well, good publicity.
Well, the farmers like it.
I'm going to sit in my own backyard and get all the publicity.
Oh, yeah. Everything's normal here.
Don't loan a darling me. Just tell me, where can I get a drink? Well, what are you good for anyway?
Look here. If
it's
not for me, where
would
you be?
Yeah, you tell me.
The third guy starts in for
it. Everybody, who's everybody?
Okay, tell them to get the studio brass band ready. We'll be setting down in a couple hours. Okay. NC-19 signing off.
You heard what I said. How many times do I have to say it? You heard me the first time. If not for me being in it, that picture would stink so loud, the only way anyone could go see it would be with one of those gas things on their face.
Oh, but darling, be reasonable. Any picture that nets $300,000 the first week...
Because I'm in it, that's why. Because I am in it. Isn't that right, Bob?
Huh? What'd you say?
Oh, for Pete's sake, take your nose out of that racing form and listen to me, will you?
Oh, listen to yourself, beautiful. I'm busy.
Mark, you tell me... How long do I have to put up with this lily imitation of a louse?
Now, Lona, darling...
Oh, it's all right, Mark. It's all right. I can take it. For $1,000 a week.
Mark, are you going to let him talk to me like that?
Well, he hasn't said anything.
He's reading my mind.
Why, you two-bit little four-flusher. Let me tell you...
What do you mean, four-flusher? Why, if not for me shoving your name in every newspaper in the country, you'd be back in that laundry.
Mark, did you hear that?
Now, Bob, watch yourself. After
you
all...
You keep out of this.
Fire him, Mark!
Yeah, sure, fire me. Go on. So I'm going to work for Warner.
Fire him, Mark!
Yeah, fire me. Oh. Then I'll have some decent pictures to go to town.
Throw him out!
Baby turkey.
Turkey!
Now, Bob, don't go too far. After all...
Did you hear him? My picture's turkey. $300,000 the first week.
Why? Ask me why. Exploitation, that's it. Why, without my publicity, you wouldn't be back in that laundry. You'd be in it.
Why, you little squirt, you. I'll scratch your eyes out.
You lay a hand on me and I'll slap you down to hell.
Mark, do something.
Huh? Oh, you're fired. You hear me, Bob? Fired.
Why, you big bag of wind. Who do you think you're fired?
Mark, throw him out.
Why, I'll go to J.B. tomorrow. I'll have him cut your heart out.
Fired, I tell you.
Hard on
you're
your
not
ass.
A producer.
What?
You're a fugitive from that laundry that she used to work.
Mark, don't him out. Have him back, mister. You can
Metro Bannock Wanger. I can walk into a dozen jobs tomorrow morning.
I'll run you out of Hollywood.
You'll starve to death and I'll kick you in the face.
Yes.
You won't get another job in Hollywood if I have
to. No, I... That crazy pilot.
What's he doing?
Well, tell him to stop.
Crazy fool climbing like that.
But Don't just stand there. Go on, give him the devil.
Well, all right, I'm going. All right.
Hey, you, pilot, you crazy?
All right, mister. Had to climb. Storm ahead.
Well, who cares about the storm? You get us home, do you understand?
Okay, you're paying for it. Here. Message for you. Came over the radio.
Oh, all right, all right. Hand it over.
What is it, Mark, for me?
No, me. Yeah, me. What's up, huh?
Mark, what's the matter with you? Mouth open like a fish. Read it.
It, says that John Webster killed himself.
Say.
You're kidding.
No. See for yourself.
John Webster, young novelist, committed suicide 1 p.m.
I never thought he'd do it.
I didn't either. Killing himself just because we changed...
Yeah.
Are you laughing?
Sure, why not?
Now, Lona, darling, after all...
After all what? Two wise guys, and neither one of you's got as many brains as the left side of my Pekingese.
What?
Okay, let's have it.
You, the great Mr. Crane, the publicity wonder.
Cut
boy.
The needles, will you, and let's have it. Yes, Lona, what are you getting at?
So he's dead. So instead of looking down your noses, you two ought to be standing on your heads.
What?
Oh, she's
not. Oh, am I? The picture getting national release this week, and a sap who writes the words blows his brains out, and I'm supposed to cry, huh?
Say, I get it.
Call out the Marine.
Lona, you mean that now he can't bother us with an injunction?
Well, who's thinking about injunctions? He couldn't stop the picture anyway. You said yourself he signed away all the rights.
Then what?
Oh, Bob, you tell him.
Oh, it's terrific. Mark, don't you get it?
Huh?
So we had the premiere in Chicago. So all right, it's fine.
Don't you start in that again.
Okay. It wasn't your fault. The director was no good. The film was no good. The cutters got the story loused up. The critics all had bellyaches. What's the difference what the reason was? The picture was a flopperoo.
But
it laid eggs all the way up and down State Street.
Get to the point.
I passed it already.
Huh?
Don't you get it, Mark? The author of the novel we made the film out of blows his top. Why? Ask me why.
I don't have to ask you. The kid told me yesterday right in the hotel. Ruined his life work, he said.
Yeah, that's what he said. But that won't be what I'll say.
Huh? Well, who did you...
Oh, for Pete's sake, Mark, shut your mouth and listen to the guy. For the first time in a year, he's got a good idea. My idea.
That's what you think. Now, listen, Mark. With this angle, we can turn the picture into a gold mine.
Well, say it.
I'll say it. The reason that crazy kid killed himself was because the picture was so terrific, he was done. Finished.
Yeah, his life work comes to life on the silver screen, so the boy genius bows out. Don't you get it?
But that isn't true.
Oh, for the love!
I mean, who'll believe you? It's crazy.
Will you listen to the guy, Lona? Crazy.
Sure, crazy. A story like that, no newspaper will believe it.
Oh, won't they? How about if you have a letter the kid wrote you just before he, did it?
That's all right.
Uh-huh. But he didn't write me any such letter.
Lona, you tell him.
Look, Mark, what are you trying to do? Give an imitation of Dopey?
Huh?
Did the savvy kid have to write a letter? Aren't there plenty of guys you got at the studio who write you a letter like that for $10?
Yeah, and give you change for $5?
Aren't there?
Oh, he's right. Why, the kid's bumping himself off so natural.
And who thought of it first? You tell me.
Storm, what kind of screwy pilot we got?
Oh, don't just stand there. Do something.
Huh? Oh, all right. I'll talk to you.
Mom, so dark. The light.
Well, I can't find the switch. Oh, there.
Mark! Mark, tell him to get us out of this.
Gee, it's this dark out there.
You two fatheads. I told you I didn't want to go to Chicago. Mark, tell him to get us out of this store. Mark, can you hear me? Mark!
I'll go.
No, don't leave.
Listen, we're climbing.
Climbing? So what does that mean?
He's taking us up above the storm.
Well, why doesn't he hurry? I hate thunder. Mark!
All right, darling, it's all right.
Oh, what's all right? What?
He's getting us up over the top of the storm.
Yeah, like I told you.
Oh, what did the buzzard get us into this for in the first place? Mark, if you don't get him fired out...
There we are, in the light again.
Will you look at those clouds down there?
Oh, who cares? How would I give for a scotch?
We'll be home soon.
You can't even see the ground. Like a carpet from here.
Will you shut up? Who cares about clouds?
Listen, Tutson Fritz, who's talking to you?
Mark, did you hear what he said?
No, don't start again, the two of you. I've had all I can stand these 3 days.
You've had? Will you listen to the guy? Who was pulled and pushed around from everyone from the Cicero Fan Club number one to those slop-eared exhibitors to those lousy reporters?
Hey, wait a minute.
Huh?
What's the matter?
I got an idea. Now, listen. That screwy author. When we land, I'll have a wire sent. We'll have the body sent to the coast and bury him at the studio's expense.
Huh?
Yeah, sort of a state funeral for the author of Lana Douglas's greatest vehicle.
Well, that's all right.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe they won't...
Who won't? The kid didn't have anybody, so we'll do the honors, see?
special car all across the country. Make every news service in the world.
Oh, I don't know. Morbid. You know, morbid. I don't know.
Yeah, that's the trouble. You don't know. The first good idea this Lily's had.
Now, wait a minute. Cut
you start
thread.
Getting artistic or something. Now, let me tell you. Hey, what's the matter with you? Hey, Mark, I'm talking to you.
Listen.
Huh?
What? Bob, you...
What's the matter with you two?
Engine.
Huh?
The engine, it stopped.
So what? We're landing. What's the matter with you two saps? Shut off the engine because we're landing.
No.
Pilot, what's the matter? Pilot, what's happened?
I don't know.
What is it? What's happened?
What is this? Mark, what did he chase off for? What's the matter?
No.
We are landing, aren't we?
Landing,
what did he get so excited about?
The engine stopped.
Hey, will you stop saying that? So what?
We're not due in for an hour yet.
Something's wrong. Pilot, what's the matter?
Lorna, wait.
What's the big idea? Well, what kind of a pilot are you?
Now, let me talk to you.
Pilot,
listen, you what's the matter?
Well,
you
know,
Shut up.
We're not landing, see? We're not landing.
But the engine.
Yeah, they stopped. We must be landing.
Of course we must be landing.
Shut up, blast you.
You can't talk to her that way.
Sock.
Yeah, who do you think you're talking to?
Fools, will you shut up? Now, look. Look, I tell you.
That's what?
The indicator, airspeed indicator.
Huh?
We're not falling.
Mark, what's he saying?
Listen, I'm telling you, we're not falling. Engine's dead and we're not falling. You fools, what are you looking at me like that for? Don't you understand? We're hanging. Just hanging in the air.
Air.
You dirty-faced buzzard. What are you trying to pull?
Drop dead. Just hanging in air.
Hanging. Air.
Listen, the three of you. I've been around. They pulled all kinds of fancy tricks on me. Well, if this is a gag, I don't like it. Do you hear me? I don't like it. Now get me down out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Bob.
Come on, back in the cabin. Let us sit down. Mr. Markham, you too.
Bob,
he'll be all right. Come on.
Hanging. In air.
This is a gag, isn't it? Tell me, isn't it? We're moving. Oh, we've got to be moving. Oh, bless you, Tom!
Lady, my arm. Cut it out, will you?
Oh, then tell me what's happening. What? Bob passed out. Mark looking like his mouth. You've got to talk. You've got to tell me. We are moving, aren't we?
No.
You liar. You dirty liar. We are. We are.
Stop it. Look. Down there.
You dirty liar. Trying to scare me.
Look. See on the clouds down there? Our shadows standing still. We're not moving. Get that through your head. We're hanging in space, I tell you.
Oh.
I'm all right. Just leave me alone.
Get your head.
Leave me alone, I tell you. Be all sitting around looking at me before I passed out all right. You're all just as scared as I am. You know what you are. You, Mark, you're scared. Your face green. Answer me, you're scared, aren't you? Hanging. In air. There, you see, he's off his nut. You, Lorna, you're scared too, aren't you?
Why don't you shut up?
Pilot, you're scared green too, aren't you? Not me alone, you. Answer me, you.
Maybe I'd better shut you up.
I'm scared.
All right, Bob. All right. All right now. All right. Don't talk. Bury your head. Yeah, that's right. Pilot. Sam.
Yeah?
What time is it?
Five.
the radio.
What's the use? Tried it 100 times. Dead as a... As...
We're going to be... Don't listen to what you're talking about, Bob. Just try not to think. Sam?
Yeah?
How long have we been...
An hour.
Only that?
Seems like a million. Watch says only an hour.
Mark. Mark, listen. Mark, I'm talking to you.
Hanging. In air.
I wish I was like he is.
Yeah.
So scared, can't see or hear or think. Look.
Hmm?
He's gone to sleep. Bob.
Yeah.
Wore himself out crying. Funny, huh?
Nothing's funny.
Guess not. But I got funny thoughts in my head.
What?
A minute ago, I was thinking about when I was a kid. You want to hear about when I was a kid?
Why not?
Bob here and all the rest of the publicity guys have written so much junk about me being the only daughter of, you know, poor but respectable small-town people. I almost got to thinking it was true. Yeah, would you believe it? I paid some wise guy over on Sunset Boulevard $1,000 for a coat of arms of the family to hang up in the hall. You know, one of those fancy shields with lions crawling all over it and things. Should have had a couple of beer bottles on him instead of lions. Yeah. You want to know my real name? Oh. What's the difference? Beer bottles, yeah. Beer bottles and the smell of the laundry coming up the air shaft and a lot of dirt. That's what I remember from when I was a kid. Sam?
Yeah?
I just wanted to hear you talk. What was I talking about? Oh, yeah. I was thinking something funny about when I was a kid. When it was hot at night, I used to lie on my back on the roof, look at the clouds and make off. I was just sort of hanging in the air. Honest, Sam, I'd want that. Funny now.
Gravity.
What?
Did I say something?
You said gravity. Why?
I was thinking.
What?
Gravity's pulling us down.
Well?
I was thinking of what's pulling us up.
There aren't any answers.
No?
No. No answers. When I was that kid, I found answers. Yeah, how to get along. How to get out of the smell and dirt. Real answers. They took me a long way. $5,000 a week, 5-year contract, no options. I did all right with my answers. Here's one answer I haven't got. Because there isn't any answer.
Maybe there is.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You listen to me. Supposing I listen to you.
I don't know how to talk.
Oh, you just go ahead.
For a whole hour, I've been trying to figure things out.
So?
There isn't any real answer. I mean, it adds up like a column of figures on a slide rule when you're trying to figure out the stress on a wing. But nothing like that, but kind of screwy ideas come to me. Oh, I talk about it.
Go on.
I'm just a bozo. Ever since I've been able to stand on my own feet, everything's got to be able to add up, or it just doesn't mean anything to me. But when I was a kid...
Well?
Well, when I was a kid, I really had the... Well, like you said, the poor but respectable parents. You know, the kind, they believed in somebody up there and somebody down below and good and evil and all the rest of it. Funny, you thinking about when you were a kid, me thinking the same thing.
You said you had the answers.
Yeah. Like this. I heard the three of you talking all the way from the coast of Chicago and now back again. Talking about nothing but yourselves. Each one of you. Nothing meaning anything but yourselves. I wouldn't be able to say this, but... Well, why not say it? You. You making more money in a week than the average guy with a family sweats out his insides for in a year. But instead of the money making you understand anything, it's made you understand less than a blind kid walking in the dark. Everything's for you. The world's just a big movie screen. Everybody in it just there to sit up and look at you. Yeah. I heard. Somebody wrote a book. You bought it, made a picture out of it. Maybe it was an honest book, but you didn't buy it to be honest. You bought it to make dough. So the kid blew his brains out. Even dead, he couldn't get away from you. Yeah. You were going to use his dead body to make you more money. Yeah, dead or alive, nothing means anything to you. There's no world but your screwy world. Everybody all over the world can crawl on the ground, hiding from bombs, can be starved and watch their kids starve and die on barbed wire, fighting for something they don't know much about, and drown in the sea, and it don't mean anything to you. None of it. As long as each of you can hold on to what you've got. Yeah. The three of you acting as if you weren't made of the same flesh and blood as the rest of us. As if making a lot of money and seeing your name in the paper a lot and getting a lot of applause took you right off the earth. Maybe something or somebody decided you weren't fit for the earth. You crying?
No.
You asked me. I told you.
I was in a picture once. The girl got in a jam. She didn't know how to pray, but she just started to pray. Well, that was in a picture. This is real, isn't it?
Yeah.
If anybody told me a couple of hours ago that all this, Mark sitting there out of his head, Bob, me sitting here listening to the kind of thing you...
You asked me, I told you.
Yeah. You told me. It was a lousy trick, wasn't it?
Hmm?
About that kid who died. I'm sorry about that. Even thinking about it.
The engine.
We started again.
We're in a dive. I gotta get it.
Mark, stop. We're moving again. Mark.
It's all right. Everything's all right.
Oh, my Bob, wake up. Step out of it. You hear? Everything's all right.
Sure, it's settled. I know my publicity. A thing like this isn't good. It's bad.
I'm not arguing with you. All right.
Spread a screwy thing like this, and every reporter in the country be holding his nose. It's too screwy, that's all.
For heaven's sake, will you stop talking about it? For the last hour, my head's starting to go around. It's forgotten. Finished. So whatever it was, we'll forget.
On the way. That pilot. You talk to him?
Sure, sure. He won't talk. He wants to eat, don't he? So he won't talk.
Got everything fixed, huh?
Well, prima donna's talking again.
Huh? Now, Lona, you understand. Nobody's going to know about this. Like Bob says, crazy publicity is bad publicity, and this all was crazy, wasn't it?
I'll say. Hey, look, we're over the airport.
Good. Drink. Do I need a drink?
Bathtub full. I'm going to swim in it.
Terrible experience, terrible, but all's well that ends well, eh, Lona? A terrible experience, but now finished. Everything's just the same, eh, Lona? Everything's just the same.
I wonder.
NC-19 coming in. NC-19 coming in. Hello, Joe. Yeah, I had a little trouble a while back. Engine trouble. Yeah. Everything's back to normal now. Yeah. Everybody okay? Everything just the same. I wondered.